This is the reading for March 30th. Psalm 89. I will always sing about the Lord's love. I will tell of His loyalty from now on. I will say, Your love continues forever. Your loyalty goes on and on like the sky. You said, I made an agreement with the man of my choice. I made a promise to my servant David. I told him, I will make your family continue forever. Your kingdom will go on and on. Lord, the heavens praise you for your miracles and for your loyalty in the meeting of your holy ones. Who in heaven is equal to the Lord? None of the angels is like the Lord. When the holy ones meet, it is God they fear. He is more frightening than all who surround him. Lord God, all-powerful, who is like you? Lord, you are powerful and completely trustworthy. You rule the mighty sea and calm the stormy waves. You crushed the sea monster, Rahab. By your power, you scattered your enemies. The skies and the earth belong to you. You made the world and everything in it. You created the north and the south. Mount Tabor and Mount Hermon sing for joy at your name. Your arm has great power. Your hand is strong. Your right hand is lifted up. Your kingdom is built on what is right and fair. Love and truth are in all you do. Happy are the people who know how to praise you. Lord, let them live in the light of your presence. In your name they rejoice and continually praise your goodness. You are their glorious strength, and in your kindness you honor our King. Our King, our shield, belongs to the Lord, to the Holy One of Israel. Once in a vision you spoke to those who worship you. You said, I have given strength to a warrior. I have raised up a young man from my people. I have found my servant David. I appointed him by pouring holy oil on him. I will steady him with my hand and strengthen him with my arm. No enemy will make him give forced payments, and wicked people will not defeat him. I will crush his enemies in front of him. I will defeat those who hate him. My loyalty and love will be with him. Through me, he will be strong. I will give him power over the sea and control over the rivers. He will say to me, You are my Father, my God, the Rock, my Savior. I will make him my firstborn son, the greatest king on earth. My love will watch over him forever, and my agreement with him will never end. I will make his family continue, and his kingdom will last as long as the skies. If his descendants reject my teachings and do not follow my laws, if they ignore my demands and disobey my commands, then I will punish their sins with a rod and their wrongs with a whip. But I will not hold back my love from David, nor will I stop being loyal. I will not break my agreement, nor change what I have said. I have promised by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His family will go on forever. His kingdom will last before me like the sun. It will continue forever like the moon, like a dependable witness in the sky. But now you have refused and rejected your appointed king. You have been angry with him. You have abandoned the agreement with your servant and thrown his crown to the ground. You have torn down all his city walls. You have turned his strong cities into ruins. Everyone who passes by steals from him. His neighbors insult him. You have given strength to his enemies and have made them all happy. You have made his sword useless. You did not help him stand in battle. You have kept him from winning and have thrown his throne to the ground. You have cut his life short and covered him with shame. Lord, how long will this go on? Will you ignore us forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember how short my life is. Why did you create us? For nothing? What person alive will not die? Who can escape the grave? Lord, where is your love from times past, which in your loyalty you promised to David? Lord, remember how they insulted your servant. Remember how I have suffered the insults of the nations. Lord, remember how your enemies insulted you and how they insulted your appointed king wherever he went. Praise the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Deuteronomy 23. No man who has had part of his sex organ cut off may come into the meeting to worship the Lord. No one born to parents who were forbidden by law to marry may come into the meeting to worship the Lord. The descendants for 10 generations may not come in either. No Ammonite or Moabite may come into the meeting to worship the Lord, and none of their descendants for 10 generations may come in. This is because the Ammonites and Moabites did not give you bread and water when you came out of Egypt, and they hired Balaam son of Beor from Pethor in northwest Mesopotamia to put a curse on you. But the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam. He turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you. Don't wish for their peace or success as long as you live. Don't hate Edomites. They are your close relatives. Don't hate Egyptians because you were foreigners in their country. The great-grandchildren of those two peoples may come into the meeting to worship the Lord. When you are camped in time of war, keep away from unclean things. If a man becomes unclean during the night, he must go outside the camp and not come back. But when evening comes, he must wash himself, and at sunset, he may come back into the camp. Choose a place outside the camp where people may go to relieve themselves. Carry a tent peg with you, and when you relieve yourself, dig a hole and cover up your dung. The Lord your God moves around through your camp to protect you and to defeat your enemies for you, so the camp must be holy. He must not see anything unclean among you, so that he will not leave you. If an escaped slave comes to you, do not hand over the slave to his master. Let the slave live with you anywhere he likes. In any town he chooses, do not mistreat him. No Israelite man or woman must ever become a temple prostitute. Do not bring a male or female prostitute's pay to the temple of the Lord your God to pay what you have promised to the Lord, because the Lord your God hates prostitution. If you loan your fellow Israelites money or food or anything else, don't make them pay back more than you loaned them. You may charge foreigners, but not fellow Israelites. Then the Lord your God will bless everything you do in the land you are entering to take as your own. If you make a promise to give something to the Lord your God, do not be slow to pay it, because the Lord your God demands it from you. Do not be guilty of sin, but if you do not make the promise, you will not be guilty. You must do whatever you say you will do, because you choose to make the promise to the Lord your God. If you go into your neighbor's vineyard, you may eat as many grapes as you wish, but do not put any grapes into your basket. If you go into your neighbor's grain field, you may pick grain with your hands, but you must not cut down your neighbor's grain with your sickle. Deuteronomy 24. A man might marry a woman, but later decide she doesn't please him because he has found something bad about her. He writes out divorce papers for her, gives them to her, and sends her away from his house. After she leaves his house, she goes and marries another man, but her second husband does not like her either. So he writes out divorce papers for her, gives them to her, and sends her away from his house. Or the second husband might die. In either case, her first husband, who divorced her, must not marry her again, because she has become unclean. The Lord would hate this. Don't bring this sin into the land the Lord your God is giving you as your own. A man who has just married must not be sent to war or be given any other duty. He should be free to stay home for a year to make his new wife happy. If someone owes you something, do not take his two stones for grinding grain, not even the upper one, in place of what he owes, because this is how the person makes a living. If someone kidnaps a fellow Israelite, either to make him a slave or sell him, the kidnapper must be killed. You must get rid of the evil among you. Be careful when someone has a skin disease. Do exactly what the priests, the Levites, teach you, being careful to do what I have commanded them. Remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam on your way out of Egypt. When you make a loan to your neighbors, don't go into their homes to get something in place of it. Stay outside and let them go in and get what they promised you. If a poor person gives you a coat to show he will pay the loan back, don't keep it overnight. Give the coat back at sunset, because your neighbor needs that coat to sleep in, and he will be grateful to you. And the Lord your God will see that you have done a good thing. Don't cheat hired servants who are poor and needy, whether they are fellow Israelites or foreigners living in one of your towns. Pay them each day before sunset, because they are poor and need the money. Otherwise, they may complain to the Lord about you, and you will be guilty of sin. Parents must not be put to death if their children do wrong, and children must not be put to death if their parents do wrong. Each person must die for his own sin. Do not be unfair to a foreigner or an orphan. Don't take a widow's coat to make sure she pays you back. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God saved you from there. That is why I am commanding you to do this. When you are gathering your harvest in the field and leave behind a bundle of grain, don't go back and get it. Leave it there for foreigners, orphans, and widows, so that the Lord your God can bless everything you do. When you beat your olive trees to knock the olives off, don't beat the trees a second time. Leave what is left for foreigners, orphans, and widows. When you harvest the grapes in your vineyard, don't pick the vines a second time. Leave what is left for foreigners, orphans, and widows. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt. That is why I am commanding you to do this.